Okay, and wait, let me make sure this thing's working. Okay, now I need to get an idea of the house that you grew up in or spent most of your life in.
You did what, honey?
I need to get an idea about the house that you grew up in.
You did what,
honey? How many rooms did it have and so forth?
Well, honey, you know, I don't know. My mother and daddy was renters, and they'd live one place 1 year and maybe two, and then they'd move someplace else. I couldn't explain that. And I was just hired out from home to home.
Yeah. Do you remember one house in particular?
Yes, I can remember one, the first one I hired out in, for I was scared to death. I slept upstairs.
What did you do? You go live with other people for time and work for?
Well, now, this one place is when I was 7 years old. I mean, 9 years old. I went to take care of this baby, rock a cradle, tend to that baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the house that put me upstairs to sleep in, and I was scared.
Was this in Sumner County?
Yeah. No, it wasn't either. It was in Robertson County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you?
Down here on Summer's Branch. And it was you and Jernigan is the one that the dog stayed with.
How long did you stay with them?
Well, I stayed there, I think, about 6 or 8 weeks, and Mammy found out I was homesick. I hadn't got to come home. Anyway, they brought me home. I hadn't seen none of them, and I got to crying. They brought me home. Another thing, they wanted me to come back, but I didn't want to go back. And then my stepdaddy's mother was there, and she says, now, she don't have to go back. She can come and live with me. For one thing, I had come out on your face, you know, water will break down. Wherever it touches, you'll have that sore. Her husband had that, and I had to wash and dry on his towel. And I got it. And of course, my mother, she thought, you know, it would be catching, which it was catching. What is stick of it? I know that if I can think of it, but I can't think of it right now. But anyway, I didn't go back. Now, what I got from there, I reckon it was just mostly for my board, and she made me a white dress and a white bonnet. And I'll never forget the bonnet. She put a flour sack in there, and it was the letters, she didn't get them all out for the stiffening in the bonnet, and you could read the letters, you know, what kind of flower it was in it, and the sack. And then from there, when I got a little older, this old big two-story house right down here at Metzville, I went there when I was 10, and stayed there till I was 13. And I stayed with John Chobb and his crippled sister, and I called her Aunt Kate. And I practiced on everything there, you know. And I was 10 years old and 13 when I left. And I washed and ironed, cooked, cleaned house. Of course, you can imagine how it was. It could have been kept better, I imagine. But I done the best I could and the best I know how. They gave me 50 cents a week. That's what I got. But different times, when I would be at home, like, there'd be a woman, you know, have a baby and maybe need somebody with her a week or 2 weeks, I'd stay with them, you know, till she got well, and then I'd have to go back home to somebody else. Of course, my mother got the money. She took my money. And just before I went to Nashville, my mother and stepdaddy was living right here in this spot. And it was in a two-story house. And Mr. Dan Rick was down here, down the road a piece here. He was on his deathbed and I was staying there. And this lady, the Bunton farm down here, they were rich people. And my mother and daddy lived on that place several different times. And my mother lived there when they married. She was living on that place.